God love my...
Hear that little giggle in me.
Okay, comrades, let's move forward.
Let's go.
Not a thing has changed. You realize that, right?
Oh, something has changed. I'll be paying more in sales tax in January in California.
Yeah.
Something has changed.
And you'll 10%. Sell a house and you'll pay a tax on it. It'll go to pay for health care. That was passed, as was pointed out, I think, earlier. By the way, hello. Welcome to November the 7th. It's Wednesday. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and I in this hour reviewing some of the irregular news. Yet, as with yesterday, it's hard today not to spend most of the time talking about the election because that's what's on people's minds still. And the thing is, oh, and by the way, Mercury went retrograde last night.
Yeah, no kidding.
What a shock that is.
Thanks for the press release.
Yeah. Jennifer and I, we're, as with most of the other people that work on this program, we're not supporters of Barack Obama. And that's okay. I will tell you something. What more amazes me, and what Michael, God love him, he's got a wonderful sense of humor. Michael Fortier is the person you don't hear on the air who's in charge
but
of pushing the buttons.
But you probably should, because he's funny.
Yeah, he is funny, actually. Every once in a while, he gives us a every once in a while, he gets really nasty to me. Have you ever noticed that? He really sometimes gets nasty.
Get back to the complimentary part.
Yeah. Anyway, so here we have all of these people listening to some of these people on both sides in their guffy garbage from last night. I wanted to puke listening to Ed Schultz and Chris Matthews and Al Sharpton talk about all the money that Governor Romney raised. Hello.
I know, $40,000.
Obama raised the same amount of money. Their focus on Citizens United and all of our disgust about that, that's some of the stuff that has to get changed. So how do you change things when the election basically keeps things the way they are? Thank heavens that idiot Murdoch lost in Indiana and that other idiot Aiken lost in Missouri. But we've got an idiot in Elizabeth Warren who won in Massachusetts over a guy that people on both sides of the aisle said was an excellent senator. Scott Brown
did
an excellent job. Is very, very smart, very affable, worked hard, and this woman... And I don't, you can say, oh, that's a sexist remark. This woman is a horror show. She is absolutely, and it just goes, I'm ashamed of the state that I live in terms of the political realities here. People were laughing about this yesterday.
I mean, do you think it's that people really just see it as a team?
I think what people see is a D after a name or an R after a name.
Right. Exactly.
And they give no thought to what this person is about.
D must be good.
Elizabeth
R must be
Warren
good.
Is a shrill shrew who is the most partisan, the most just unbelievably. She's like Nancy Pelosi, only with blonde hair. That's it. And I hope, I would like for her to prove me wrong, but there's nothing in the way she ran the campaign. Even the woman, there were two women running for this campaign, running for the Democratic seat, the Democratic opportunity to run for the Senate. And the woman who ran against her, who is a leading Democratic operative, was on the radio last night. I was listening. I was coming back from a meeting I had, and I was in the truck for about an hour. So I'm listening to this stuff. This woman excoriated Elizabeth Warren, and she was the other Democrat who ran and talked about how great Scott Brown was. Hmm. And yet this woman gets elected. Nobody knows who she is. Nobody knows what she stands for. Nobody knows from nothing about her. So in that sense, here in this state, there are people who are like the guy who called from Alabama. It was in Arkansas or Alabama yesterday morning. Who never voted in his life. Mm-hmm. His family went to the eighth grade or something, that's it, or most of the people in the family. And they don't vote because they don't know anybody. How are they any different than the people who just blindly go in and pull a lever that says D? I heard I was listening to public radio yesterday, driving around in my truck in the daytime. And all the people that were hosts of the program were trying to just get people to express what their experience had been at the polls, because there were long lines and there were some problems. Not a lot, not like they had in some states where there was obvious voter fraud going on. But just in general, the idea that people were going, and these people called time after time after time after time, I voted a straight Democratic ticket. I voted a straight Democratic ticket. I voted... What in the... So why bother to have an election? Mm-hmm. If you're not thinking for yourself...
It's just, it's kind of like the whole deal. As soon as the polls closed in California, they turned it blue. I mean, it's like you never, like not even 1% was in. I mean, I get frustrated when they turn a state after 1% comes in.
Yeah.
But when the polls close, they turn a whole state.
And then in California, hello, those of you in California, hello, 800-510-8255, Proposition 37 fails.
Done.
Mm-hmm. So
the easiest and cleanest proposition we had on
the morality of Monsanto and them spending $46 million, including $8 million, I think, from Monsanto itself, to defeat this proposition, which required that people be told what they're getting in their food, whether it's GMO-based or not. That's sick.
It's sick.
It's sick. Mm-hmm. It really is. Anyway,
I might as well not even show up and vote anymore, because pretty much everything I vote for is...
No, because you're not a corporation, and the corporations run the country. You voted to hurry up your own death in California by not passing Proposition 37. Is that outrageously blatant?
I can't even go to the doctor.
It does. Michael's right. It defies logic. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're supposed to be talking about what's on in the news. And Charlotte, can you hear Charlotte? This is Charlotte's take on the election. Stand by. My dog.
What's here? Huh. At least she's not too upset.
She's not snoring as loudly as she was a few minutes ago.
She's having a dream. It's okay.
There it is. Hold on. Charlotte. No, she's not. Is it? Anyway. I'm not speechless. But I don't know where to go. And I'm looking at all of the things, you know, you get down to the brass tacks, okay, the morning after, it's kind of like after you make love for the first time to a woman. All right, what's the reality?
You've had too much to drink and you have a hangover.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, anyway. So the decisions have been made, your reaction to them, maybe it's all predictable, and people are going to say the same. My reaction is that it's nothing's different. Everything is the same. The House is Republican control, so Obama won't be able to get anything done. Other than all the 900 jillion executive orders, he can't get anything else done. Mm-hmm. So what's he going to do? How do you fix the deficit and spending and all that other stuff? How does that get dealt with?
Four more years. I don't know. I guess we'll figure it out again. I mean, I don't know. You know, the thing is, you can't be a negative Nelly. You have to just realize that everything's going to be okay and that we'll get through it.
Yeah.
But it just makes you realize the mentality that this is definitely a new reality in this country.
Well, the reality is that people want something for nothing. They want you and me to work so they don't have to. And that is also, that's not going to happen.
I never quote Bill O'Reilly, but did you happen to see what he said last night?
No.
And he was absolutely right. He said, we have now created a country of entitlement.
Yep.
And that people really are not wanting to work that hard anymore.
Nope.
That they want things given to them.
So that's why the country goes down the tubes.
Yeah, and that's too bad. That is too bad.
Yep.
And hopefully some of you young whippersnappers out there, like me, will get charged up and try to make some changes. But
yeah. And make something of your lives other than just expecting to get something for nothing. And that's really what this is all about. You want something, you work for it. That's the way my life has been. And yesterday when I had the conversation with this guy who couldn't believe how hard I worked, and I never talk about how many hours because I like what I do. It's not like it was work, work, work. But you know what? I was taught that I needed to be responsible for what it is that... I'm supposed to be doing and taking away. I don't take things unless I've earned them.
Yeah, I mean, my grandparents taught me that the value of yourself really comes from the work that you do.
Self-image. if you will. And what kind of self-image do people have if they don't have to, they just get something for nothing? We have a bunch of selfish people in this country, many of them, and the people who voted who didn't, they weren't even citizens. You walk in and you vote. You don't have to show who you are. Oh,
I didn't. Walk right in, sign my name.
Yeah. I didn't even sign anything. The guy just said, where's your house? I told him. He said, okay, here's your ballot. He didn't know. I said, do you know who I am? He said, no. I said, don't you think you should? He said, yeah, but that's not the law. And it isn't. So what do we need to fix? You know what? We need to talk about Lindsay Lohan. We need to get out of this. 800-510-825. Certainly there must be something about Lindsay Lohan that's important other than she endorsed Mitt Romney. Got to be something going on there. This is a good day with Jennifer and Doug.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Utes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strat or P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints, move free.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing plus big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Get ready. Our flooring sale starts Thursday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Gentlemen, let's soak this in. Our long national nightmare is over. How you feel?
Just begun.
No, this campaign, finally.
Yes, right.
I think this one began in 1924.
Yes.
It's finally over.
Wait till you hear later today some of these guys we were talking about on these programs talking about who's going to be the next candidate, who's going to save the Republican Party, who's going to be the future of America.
Because, you know, the campaign starts now.
Yes, right, sure does. All right, so that was Conan O'Brien laughing for joy that the presidential race is over. A couple of other excerpts from television programs yesterday on Wendy Williams' program. She reacted, Jennifer, to the story about Lindsay Lohan getting into trouble once again with the police.
TMZ is saying that Lindsay's going to be charged with a misdemeanor for lying to the police officer. Now, first thing I said, well, hasn't everybody lied to the cops just once? But apparently, you're not supposed to lie to cops when you're on probation, because that can get you back in jail. See? After her car accident back in June on the Pacific Coast Highway, Lindsay allegedly told cops that she was not the one behind the wheel of her Porsche when it slammed into an 18-wheeler. Well, when I talk about lying to the cops, I'm talking about little white lies, not things that involve slammations. Anyway, so sources are saying that the cops found prescription pills in Lindsay's purse. And prescription pills scattered in the trunk of her car. Who scatters pills? Like, scattered in the trunk of her car. Okay. Multiple witnesses say that she was driving, but this means that if she lied to the cops and said she wasn't driving, she could be in some pretty big trouble. You know, like I said, she's on probation. She's on probation for what you say? Stealing jewelry. Yeah. So this could trigger the probation violation, which could send her to jail. I think that the best thing for Lindsay, I mean this in the best way, but the best thing for you is jail time. Honestly.
All right. Send Lindsay off to jail.
She's right. Who has pills scattered in their trunk? That is the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
It's obviously, there's a problem.
Yep. Okay, so over on The View, the ladies reacted to the story of a Chinese man who is suing his wife for having an ugly baby.
A man in northern China sued his wife for having an ugly baby. Wait. It gets better. At first, he was convinced it wasn't his, but when the DNA test proved that it was, his wife admitted she had kept a secret from him. Before they had met, she said she had $100,000 of cosmetic surgery done. So, basically,
makeup too.
He's saying,
she looks great with the plastic surgery.
I married a pretty good, pretty woman, and you really weren't that cute, and now I see the baby.
And he won.
I'm mad at him because when then what about your sperm, sir? Was it ugly too? You had something to do with this baby.
Sperm can't even own the woman.
It's just mean sperm.
Yeah, there's a tickle there someplace. 800-510-8255. All right, speaking of all these celebrities, I see something that really is disturbing, Jennifer. Perhaps you can fill us in on the rumors of Cameron Diaz and Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, you know, Cameron Diaz, we're always interested in her love life because she hasn't gotten married. All the shame. Yeah. Well, she was caught flirting with Robert Pattinson at the L.A. County Museum of Art last month.
Mm. Oh, last month?
Yeah, well, didn't know that he was back together with Kristen Stewart. She was pretty obvious about it.
Yeah, so what do, how does that make
our lives? It's only a 20-year age difference.
It's good. We like that. All right, we must have some Honey Boo Boo information. Dakota Fanning, Kirstie Alley, Harrison Ford in the news. Jennifer's going to check all of that out. And we continue. I think we're off of the election, though, pretty much. I'll give you the results of the polls and then moving on to other things that are happening in our world today.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Okay, admit it. Even if you're fully stocked on shampoo and soap, you still pack up those miniature hotel bottles, and what do you do with them? You take them home. But what other items are people literally taking out of their hotel rooms? You might call them souvenirs. Hotels call them stolen goods. And the Waldorf Astoria wants them back. The legendary New York hotel has started an amnesty program, asking that former guests return the items that they've checked out through the years. The returned items will be displayed in the lobby. Several years ago, Holiday Inn launched the Towel Amnesty Day. They didn't want their signature green striped towels back. They just wanted to know what people who stole them used them for. That's why most hotels now use nondescript plain white ones. Silverware delivered with room service often never makes it back to the kitchen. Light bulbs, hair dryers also tend to find their ways into suitcases. Basically, anything not bolted down walks. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Elba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Elba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
After the hour on the Dutch Steffen Good Day program, Charlotte, who is my English bulldog, is sitting in her chair and she's cutting the Z's, but normally she's not impressed with the results of the election. I think that Jennifer and I have sort of thrown cold water onto all of this, not just because we're disappointed in the results.
I guess I'm just disappointed, period.
I'm just disappointed in people. It has nothing to do with the election.
Right, yeah.
It's just...
Welcome to another 4 years of malaise. That's really what the election has done for the country. Absolutely nothing. Except maybe reflect on the changing demographics and how the election is bought, literally and figuratively, by special interests, and that's pretty dangerous. So I think it shows that nothing has changed, but also there's a danger. People big time showed out to vote. It was good the turnout for the election.
Mm-hmm.
But most
of
the
positive.
Time, yeah, it's great, except people don't know what the issues are, and they don't know much about what really is going on, excuse me, at the core level of government. Mm-hmm. And the fact that when you look at Obama and most of the voters, I'm looking at Ohio, for example, voters there were all concerned because somebody in their household had been laid off in the past 4 years. On average, most homes, most families have a member of their family been laid off in the past 4 years. Yet he carries the state. How do you do that? And then, well, people say the unions liked him because of the message, you know, in Michigan, the same thing, the car, saving the car companies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The ads that were presented by Obama were really misleading. And they gave you an idea. It's like, okay, he saved. He didn't save anything. That wasn't his money. It was your money. It was my money. It was our money. It was the decision that was made. Was it the right one? Huh? I don't know. I guess that the you can say that General Motors is still alive, and that's cool. Were there other ways that could have been used that might have been? I mean, the business guy who had worked this out, Romney, said, okay, here's how business guys do it. Here's how you save General Motors in a business fashion, and Obama saves it using the government. The business way or the government way? Which is the best way?
But people are getting really comfortable quickly with the fact that they want the government to handle all this stuff for them because it's easier.
Right.
Or so they think.
And
so, you know, that's what gets me more is that the shift of the whole entire country has now shifted away from what we were really founded on, which is hard work, making something of yourself, supporting small business. And now it's become big government, big corporations, big. That's what disappoints me more than anything.
So Tommy Thompson lost to a gay woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's the first openly gay senator. Why is that the headline?
I don't know. And who cares? That's not the point. What does she stand for? Oh, my goodness.
Tommy Thompson was just kind of a fair. He was okay when he was in the Bush administration. By the way, the polls suggest like 40% still blame George Bush for all the problems that we've had in the last 4 years. Not Obama's fault. It's George Bush's. Mm-hmm. Now, believe me, if there's anybody, I'm not a fan of Obama's, and I sure as heck wasn't a fan of George Bush's. And there were plenty of problems created then. But how do you keep blaming, playing the blame game, period, is not healthy. Anyway, so Tommy Thompson, I don't think he ever, he's 70 years old. He was not right of center enough for a lot of people in Wisconsin in the Republican Party, yet he got the nomination to run for the Senate, but he lost to this woman who is a former Wisconsin assemblywoman, first elected to Congress in 1998, first female senator from Wisconsin, et cetera, et cetera. So, again, those of you who are in Wisconsin, what do you think about this? And is it an issue? Does this discussion of her sexuality, is that what defines this? If it is, oof. 800-510-8255. So, in general, we've sort of given you our bits and pieces. I think Joe Arpaio won, didn't he? I think he did.
You know, I don't know.
I think he won. Yeah. He's 80 years old, by the way. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Good for him, though. You know, keep going.
Well, he got a lot of money that came in.
A lot of people like him, that's for sure.
Right.
A lot of people don't as well, but, you know.
Well, but what is he? He's a little rough. But he has a message that it seems to me all Americans ought to be thinking about. And that is, what are we doing to ourselves by letting all these people come into this country and not have to have any ID, any papers? That's a question that, again, didn't influence the results of the election. Look who won.
You know, it
the number one guy who wants to let everybody in and figure out how to keep them here so they can vote for more Democrats.
Right. It was interesting. Yesterday I was talking with someone because we had a couple of initiatives on the ballot about the school systems again. And what they said in California is that if Prop 30 did not pass, they were going to end the school year in April. Mm. And again, that's kind of holding you hostage like they do with, you know, like politicians do with the police and the fire. Right. We're going to cut the stuff you
need.
We're
going to close the swimming pool in the middle of July. That'll fix you.
Yeah, because, you know, they like to punish you but so that they can raise these taxes. So, you know, everybody voted in and now we have an extra additional 0.5% added to our sales tax. But the way they marketed it was that they were just going to tax the rich. Well, that was partially true. They are going to add a new tax bracket if you make over $250,000 a year.
Really?
Now, yes. If you're making over $250,000 in the state of California, you will now have more taxes to pay plus the sales tax.
My daughter Megan said that they weren't going to change the real estate tax, though. Real estate taxes stay as they are.
Real estate stays as it is with 30, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well. So the interesting thing here is that even with this extra money, you know there's going to be another issue with the schools, and they're not going to be able to pay for them. And that's because everybody is skirting around the issue that there are people in the school system and there is nobody to pay for them because they're undocumented. And so it just, I don't know why we don't entertain this idea of a flat or a sales tax.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really the only way to fix the problem of people being here and not paying their fair share.
Why don't we embrace the idea of having people here who are here legitimately? And I mean, this is so simplistic, but yet it continues to not be a subject matter either of the neither of the main.
No one says a word. I know.
Talked about it at all.
I know.
Here's something that's being discussed on the East Coast, actually all around the country. The weather in the Northeast will change dramatically later today as yet another storm rolls up the coast. Not as bad by any stretch of the imagination as Sandy, but the news media
is colder though,
happy.
Right?
It's kind of chilly here this morning, about 40 degrees, a little windy, it's supposed to rain, maybe a little snow later in the day here. Winds will be blowing at 30 or 40 miles an hour. I am maybe 50 to 60 miles an hour in New York City and along the coast of New Jersey. So several inches of rain and or snow. Not good. Coastal flooding. But, again, we're not talking about Sandy. We're just happy to have the news media have something else to crow about. Look out! Evacuate! Leave your home! And that's not a bad idea in some areas. The mayor of New York says you must evacuate if you're in a low-lying area. 1 million homes and businesses do not have power in New York and New Jersey still. A million homes do not have power.
Sad.
Wow. That's quite an indictment in and of itself. 800-510-8255. Okay, so the poll yesterday, when will you vote? 21% of you said after work. 39% of you had already voted by the time you looked at this poll. 15% of you said you would vote on your way to work. 12% when you got a chance. I voted late in the day. It was about 5 o'clock. I had an appointment at 7, so I went to vote. And I did what I always do. After I vote, I bought cookies, donuts, fruit, and cupcakes from
the
kids.
That's what you always do?
I always do. And there's always the PTA with children from the school who have made things. So if I'd have gotten there earlier, I would have had a better choice, to be sure.
Oh, that's cool.
I got blueberry muffins.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else did I get? I got a banana, and I got, there was some kind of a sticky roll, which they hadn't made. I said to the three young ladies in the fourth grade at the Hemingway Elementary School, and I said, how much money do you think I should spend, ladies? The one young lady looked at me, she said, $4, please. Everything was a dollar. So I picked out four things and gave them $4.
That's cute. That's actually a really good idea to have happening at the poll.
Sure,
that's cool.
Yep. All right, so anyway, the poll today at DougStephan.com, how long do you have to wait in line to vote? I know there were many people here in this state that waited for a long, long time around the country as well. Let's see here. So your selections in our poll today, how long did it take you to vote? A, no time at all. It was in and out fast. B, not long, maybe 10 or 15 minutes. C, half hour or so. D, more than an hour. E, after a while, I gave up and left. Let's hope that was not the case. As a story at DougStephan.com today, you may want to check out a voting machine problem in Pennsylvania. According to some of the locals there, some of the voting machines were filmed switching votes from Obama to Romney. That's worth checking out.
How'd that work out for you?
It didn't. I think the last time I checked, Obama still won under the circumstances. So it could be a hip hip hooray or not. 16 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Utes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strat or P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Patience may be a virtue, but waiting for your hotel reward points to add up is pointless.
Enjoy more comfort and value immediately at America's Best Value Inn. Join our free value club and get an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com or any of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Save more money with immediate rewards at America's Best Value Inn.
Now, that was enlightening.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let's see, a couple of interesting notes here. Marion Barry got 88% of the vote. And this is a guy who was a crackhead, went to jail, but yet identifies with the locals, obviously. That's who they want to emulate, somebody like Marion Barry. That's good. And a caller named Bill in Richmond asked me how it was that I could take government money for subsidies on my farm when I'm against handouts in general. So I will tell you, under the circumstances, The government has cost me a lot of money. I stayed far away from government programs, government handouts, government welfare, whatever you want to call it, for farms, until the government made the farming operation almost impossible to accomplish. Small farmers, medium-sized family farms are having a hard time even existing because of the corporate raids by some of the big AgriMart and ADM and Cargill, all these other people that control the USDA and want to put all the small farmers out of business. I figure as long as the government's going to embrace these people that are trying to put me out of business, if there's a government plan that'll help me stay in business, then I'm going to take advantage of it. If you'd asked me that question 4 years ago, before this administration has corrupted, I mean, it's certainly the Bush administration corrupted the USDA to a fare-thee-well, but these guys just piled on. And so with all of the government oversight, the ridiculous bureaucracy, the requirements that farmers have, they're almost impossible to meet any of these standards. If the government is going to offer me money to try to beat them at their own game, I'm taking it. All right, sir, I hope that answers your question. 800-510-8255. All right, let's see here. We have Honey Boo Boo. Should I just, like, this? I found it so annoying. Should we just ignore her?
No, I love her.
You do?
I do. She has, I don't know why.
A pet chicken. That's
yeah, well,
weird.
You know, she had a pig named Glitzy, but they had to get rid of the pig. Well, now she's got a new chicken, which she named, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Nugget.
Perfect.
We found out because June Thompson, her mom, wrote this on Facebook and added a picture of the chicken. Mm. Her and Nugget have become very attached this weekend, is what she said. And I think she said it just like that.
All right, Dakota Fanning, an accomplished young lady, is on Kristen Stewart's side.
Yeah, she came out defending her. You know, they were both in Twilight together.
Yeah.
And Dakota said, quote, "Everyone thinks they have the right to, you know, publicize the struggles and sadness and heartbreak and all of that." Mm-hmm. It's like, why do you think you are the authority to judge people's experiences? That's what she said.
Yeah. She, by the way,
just
said
like
it.
Do you like how I give the
perfect,
voices of...
It was perfect English because her... Junior, she's now a graduate.
She was a student of your daughter.
She was my daughter's student in English.
The only thing I'll critique her on is the likes and the you knows, but she's from Southern California, and I'm guilty of it, too. So.
Okay, there you go.
Yes.
Kirstie Alley talking to Barbara Walters about her love life. Ooh.
Yeah, what do you mean?
What's this? How juicy is this?
She's a hot tamale. Well
come on, get to the heart of the story.
All right, so she was talking to Barbara Walters last week, and she said John Travolta was the greatest love of her life, which is kind of weird, but she also revealed that she had a fling with Patrick Swayze.
Mm-hmm.
No, we never knew about.
Anything else?
You want to know why we didn't know about it? Because they were both married at the time.
Ah, that's sweet.
Yeah, she said they didn't get they didn't make it a full done deal, but you know,
really
things that occurred. Yes.
Huh. All right. Let's see. What else do we have here? Channing. No, we did him yesterday. Sam Worthington, who was the star of Avatar, she was arrested for getting into a fight in Atlanta. Did you see that?
I did, yeah. I saw his arrest photos, actually.
Really? What did they look like? I didn't see him.
They looked just like him. They looked, you know, I mean, he didn't look too upset about the whole deal.
No. And Brad Pitt's launching a furniture line.
Yes, he is. If you want a Brad Pitt couch, come on over.
Yeah, there you go. He will not be on it, however. 51 no. After the hour on Good Day.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870 1-800-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
One of the hottest recent trends in entertainment tech is second screen viewing. Whether you're watching The Walking Dead with AMC's Story Sync or checking into Get Glue while watching 30 Rock, chances are you've at least tinkered with your phone or tablet at one point or another when watching TV. Microsoft has thrown its hat in the ring with Xbox Smart Glass, which launched on iOS yesterday after already being available on Windows Phone and Android 4.0 and up. So what is Smart Glass and why is it cool? It lets you control your Xbox from the mobile device you already have, like your iPhone or Android tablet. You can browse Internet Explorer on your Xbox, control Netflix, and even have extra features added to your games, like a virtual map on Forza Horizon. Considering Xbox 360s are almost as common as cable set-top boxes, this seems like a logical next step for Microsoft on its journey towards living room domination. Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Elba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Elba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Okay, a couple of minutes ago, I was going to introduce Shelley Palmer.
Then he just came right in.
He seemed to be very eager to discuss the recent trend of second screen viewing, that is, using a mobile device while you watch TV. How many of you do that? Jennifer, are you guilty of doing it? You are, really? Mm-hmm. So you're on your, let's say you have an iPad. I have an iPad, and you're watching television. Are you looking at two different entertainment products? Are you doing work, or what are you doing?
I might be doing work. I might be checking my emails. I might be reading the news. I might be looking at Facebook. I might be looking something up from the TV program. Like if there's something on IMDb, I want to see if I can recognize an actor or something like that. Yeah.
So you look up. Can you point the iPad at the screen, take a picture of the actor, and then ask who this guy is?
You probably could somewhere, but that is so above my pay grade. So, no, what I would do is I'd look up the TV show and look through the cast, and that's how I would find who I was looking for.
All right. So you can go, in essence, to, let's say it's Blue Bloods.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for the entire, Will Estes is the youngest son. You can mm-hmm. find that out by just to...
Right. And then I could see if he was in something else. I mean, just the other day, I recognized, excuse me, on a Cosby show rerun, I recognized someone from Mike and Molly, and I was like, whoa. So I had to look it up to confirm. Yeah.
Wowie zowie. All right, in a moment, how do you set an example for your children when it comes to technology? That's up next here on Good Day.
A hot new book by Craig Smith argues that the greenback is now at high risk no matter who wins the election. Mark Twain said the truth is stranger than fiction. Well, the same is true of the Great Debasement, which began a century ago with the creation of the Federal Reserve and income tax. The result today? The dollar retains just 2 cents of its original buying power. Yes, progressive politicians have engineered the largest wealth confiscation in history, creating, in essence, a fourth branch of government. Learn what must be done to preserve your money if the dollar crashes for good. The good news is I've secured a supply of the book, The Great Debasement, a $20 value, free of charge. For my listening audience only, call 800-289-2646, that's 800-289-2646, and get a free copy of The Great Debasement. You will read it from cover to cover. 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
In terms of your internet life, your technical life, general technical life is probably a better way of putting this, what do you teach your children when it comes to technology? How do you teach them how to use it? I'm not talking about the mechanics, but how to go. And yesterday I was talking about my great niece, who's 7 years old, and she has the ability to use some of this new technology. Is it enriching their lives? Have you taught them how to, if you're going to have them use it, to use it as a tool to enrich their life? And do you use it as a tool, or do you spend a lot of time with games, a lot of time wasting with communications back and forth, the Twittering on Facebook, instant messaging? You teach your children by example, remember that, no matter what it is in life, but especially with technology, if you're using it or abusing it, and then that's what your children are going to do. So perhaps you think about how you're using, especially when you are around your children. A word to the wise may be sufficient. Let's hope so. Doug and Jennifer at 59 After on Good Day.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.